Honestly, you guys probably starters probably will play a lot on Thursday. So, do you feel you're kind of ready? Is this all to start now?
Not yet. You know, once we figure out who's going to be playing, come September 10th, you know, who's going to be on the roster. You know, as we approach that date, I think we'll be more and more ready. You know, as of right now, we don't have our team configured quite yet, so I don't think it'd be possible to be ready quite yet.
What do you make of defense not allowing touchdowns to finish this year? How much do you make out of it, or do you make
anything out of it? So far, so good. You know, we only had, collectively as a first-team unit, we've only had a couple series together per game. You know, and I mean, you know, last game was a very solid outing for us, you know, in the first couple of series. But still things that we need to correct, you know, missed tackles, gap integrity, you know, stuff like that. You know, we're trying to take it to the next level. So we got to be, you know, improving and, you know, crossing our T's and dotting our I's. And I think we're doing a good job at that.
It looks like Jay may possibly not play in the season opener. I mean, what's your level of confidence as a rookie?
You said who?
Brumley.
Oh, Jay Brumley. And then you said level of confidence in Dalvin.
Dalvin.
Okay. It's there. You know, I've seen some impressive stuff on tape. You know, so I think for him to play for us, I think we're all ready for him to play, whether it's behind snacks, rotating in at the three, whatever it is. I'm sure he'd be a solid contributor. You know, it's so early. We don't have, you know, I don't have anything in his body to work besides college. You know, so it's hard to you know, say, like, you know, he's done this here, you know, he hadn't. But, you know, from what I've seen from him so far, he's very strong, he's very physical, and, you know, we're going to need that play from him.
John, how do you think guys like Munson and Grant have responded to increased workload?
Very well. You know, I think Munson has seen, you know, from playing in third or fourth team, you know, not getting too many reps to basically being bumped up as a number two. You know, it's tremendous from what he's able to do this camp. And Curtis Grant, too, he's playing multiple positions, Sam, Mike, and Will. And I think the transition for him for all the positions has been fairly smooth, especially because it's not easy to play any one of the linebacker positions, especially not all three. So,
I assume the vote will be happening soon. What would it mean for you to be a captain again?
Oh, it'd be awesome. You know, I mean, I was voted captain last year. It was, you know, I felt very accomplished by that, you know, with the locker room and, you know, first time being voted and a lot of veteran guys. I feel like I had, you know, to get that vote from, you know, so, I mean, it'll be great. You know, I had it one time, you know, it'll be great to be one of the captains for the Giants, but, you know, I still consider myself a leader. I know a lot of guys do, so if I'm not voted, you know, I still try to keep that leadership role.
Is that almost a good thing that there's a lot of guys they could choose from? There's a lot of leaders on
there? Oh, for sure. You know, I mean, on the defense alone, it's like four, five, six guys come to the top of my head, you know, so, you know, I can't really be mad, you know, if it don't happen that way, you know, because I know my role, you know, and I think I play my role very well.
JC, how difficult of a week is it for the team, because you know the cuts are coming on Saturday, you have a group of guys in the locker room who are really playing for their NFL lives, and then you have, you know, guys like you and others on the first team defense that you don't want to rush the process, but you mentioned it, September 10th. I mean, I would imagine your sights now start going to the Cowboys. Is that a tough transition for a team?
A little bit, you know, because there's really no week in the NFL like this fourth preseason / beginning first opening week. There's nothing really like that at all besides this time of the year, you know. And you know, the worst day in the NFL is coming up soon, which is the cut day. And this year is different. You know, we're going from 90 to 53. It used to be, you know, in increments, and I don't know if we're going to be prepared for that. There's always some stuff that, you know, that goes on, that cuts happen where the day's going on and somebody gets pulled out of the meeting room. Just stuff like that. It's just, you hate to see it. It's part of the game. And, you know, I'm not looking forward to it. That sucks. But at the end of the day, it is a business. And we do have to figure out the right 53 to play for the New York Giants. And this fourth game is going to be very important. And we're going against, you know, the New England Patriots, you know. So you got to strap it up, you know, play your A game.
How much are you thinking about the Cowboys already? I mean, you're probably not.
We're thinking about, we've been thinking about them for a long time, you know. So we've been working, you know, everything's been building towards September 10th. Whatever we've been doing, you know, come, you know, April, we've been building for September 10th. You know, all the preseason games are important, of course, but, you know, we're all building for September 10th. So we've not just started with Dallas this week. We've been talking about Dallas and what they're doing and how we think they're going to attack us, excuse me. So we have been thinking about them a lot.
Start watching film already?
Yeah, for sure, 100%. Mm-hmm. Everybody.